3 KNBA, it is the Portland Cello Project. That's beautiful. And I'm sorry, who did you say wrote that, Doug?
It was, I hope that squeak wasn't on the air. It was written by one of our members, Gideon Freudman. He's not with us on this tour because he's actually in Australia right now, but it was a piece that he wrote for five cellos.
Now, so we have first of all, I gotta say that We've had lots and lots of fabulous musicians in here, but this is about the coolest thing I've ever seen. And folks who are familiar with the KNBA studios know it's slightly smaller than a gymnasium, the on-air studio, and have five cellos gathered around it. And have you people put up with coming into little cramped quarters like this and then just play like angels. So, you know, it's fabulous. So we've got five. How many people are actually in the group?
It's a revolving cast, just depending on who's available for which shows and how big the stage is and that kind of thing. So there's about 15 people on call, but just depending on who's available to travel or that kind of thing. So.
And how many are here in Anchorage?
The five of us are the cellos that are here in Anchorage. This is actually, though, a pretty stripped-down version of what we're playing tonight. The instrumentation will be a little bit bigger. We'll have a trumpet on stage with us, drums and bass, and a guest vocalist, Patty King. And so the show really goes from being as intimate as what you just heard to being much, much larger and more orchestral. And then, you know, it kind of goes up and down in that scale.
This is the MTV Unplugged bit right here.
Exactly, yes.
I haven't looked at your tour itinerary. I imagine you tour fairly incessantly.
We do. We were on the road about a third of last year.
Oh. So. What's the coolest place you ever been?
Anchorage.
Thank you.
Far.
Oh, thank
it's the
you.
The most beautiful place in the country, for sure.
Okay, all right. That's why the flashing sign behind me that says Anchorage, Anchorage, was...
No prompting necessary there.
So, you know, the pop music, especially the cool kids pop music scene and indie scene, has really, in the last decade, moved about 178 miles south of Seattle. Where it was into Portland, but for all kinds of genres, is there any? I mean, is that what? Except for Kevin, who's from Portland, was that what drew everybody there? Just the burgeoning music scene?
I think it's what drew me.
Or the fishing.
There. I think everybody came for different reasons and at different times too.
Yeah, I mean, I came to Portland in 1994, and I wasn't really aware. I came there because a musician that I'd played with in Michigan lived there, and also because I was married and my wife was going there whether I went or not.
It's so. A good reason. Yeah.
I actually live in Eugene, which is south of Portland.
Home of Watson Stadium.
Yes, it is. And I just finished school there, my master's degree in cello.
You can get a graduate degree in cello?
Yes.
That is cool. Now that's a university. And because the last time I was in Autzen Stadium was at a Grateful Dead concert, probably before you were born. Oregon Summer Music Harvest, 1978. Yeah. Wow. A master's in cello.
Yeah.
I'm impressed here. Okay, and I'm going to wave at Lauren behind the monitors again. Hi.
Hi. I grew up in the Northwest, both Eugene and Seattle, so both those cultures kind of just promote music and growing up, so I just kind of grew up in the community.
I don't know if they promote growing up or not.
Promote music.
Where at in Seattle?
Seattle, I live in Capitol Hill right now, okay. But my childhood was in Eugene.
Okay, all right. I spent most of my youth, which was like before the invention of the automobile, but in Bellingham and Bellevue.
Oh, so there nice. You go. So.
And Kevin's the lifelong
it's true.
Portlander. It's true.
Okay.
No, you're the cool. I mean, you could do like Todd Snyder says and just pack it all up and go to Athens.
You know, that's true.
But that's another story. I'm thinking of Todd Snyder writing his name in the Multnomah County Tunnel, which I bet you guys go through all the time. Do you write your names in it?
Not yet.
Not yet? No. Kind of a bucket list thing, isn't it?
It's true. Okay. Yeah, we're going to get on that.
Okay, cool. Okay, so we have like 4 minutes to time to say goodbye because we got an Iditarod Trail Sled.org race update coming up. So we got maybe a 3 minute or so. One, we do one more for me and indulge me once again.
Kanye West, really fast.
Ah, cool.
All right, here's some Kanye Kardashian West. Let's cut out the first verse or second verse. Make sense?
Yeah.
Portland Cholo Project on 90.3 KMBA. Tonight and tomorrow, 7:30 p.m., Discovery Theater Center, tix.net is the place to go. That's it for Morning Line for this week. Till Monday. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Till Monday, have yourself a great weekend. Be safe and hug the kids.